fees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. WGCH News Center time is 7:51. And the fourth Thursday of the month at this time, we check in with State Representative Fred Camillo. And good morning, Representative Camillo. How are you today?
Pretty good, Tony. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Now, you tell me you're heading up to Hartford for 9:30 this morning. Anything ground-shaking happening at that time?
Yeah, no. Just a couple committee meetings, but working on some pretty interesting bills. And we'll be having meetings trying to get the next week or so, trying to get sponsors and co-sponsors for the bill, for the certain bills. But one of which is the voter data privacy bill, which is getting a lot of attention throughout the state and across the ideological spectrum. And that bill basically protects voters' information, your personal information. Right now, Connecticut is the only state that allows our voting list to be sold to commercial interests. That's not pertaining to the Democratic and Republican registrars. You could always get those from the list from them. This is going beyond that. And also, more importantly, the bill would redact some personal information, things like a birth date, which are used to steal someone's identity. So, and the Secretary of State is solidly behind the bill. So we're hoping it could get some more traction, a public hearing, and a positive vote in the committees.
Okay. What's your impression of the session so far? I know it's only a couple of weeks old.
Well, you're always cautiously optimistic, but there are, lots of bills out there. Some are, I think a little bit too much of an overreach, but we're going to have to wait and see what pans out and what role the governor is going to play in this, because at some point he's going to have to come out yay or nay on some of these issues. And lots of them so far, like they told, he's, kind of hedged his bets and was in the middle and was not for tolling cars, just trucks. But who knows where he'll be in a few weeks? And, that's the big question now, where he lies on it. Because if the votes are there for some of these things and he doesn't offer a differing point of view, then there may be no stopping some of these things.
All right. It seems like it's like a big jigsaw puzzle with the pieces all over the table, and they all come together as we get closer to the adjournment. But I want to get your thoughts on some of those issues that seem to be getting most of the headlines. One would be tolls, the other legalization of marijuana, and another would be early voting. Tell us your thoughts on those issues.
Sure. Tolls, I'm a no for lots of reasons. I'm going to have an op-ed in the paper coming out hopefully in the next few days, which will detail it in about 950 words, my opposition and why, and alternatives that we can use instead of polling people. I voted for the medical marijuana, which I thought was a no-brainer. Recreational marijuana, I'm leaning no on it because just for the health aspects of it. There's also lots of mixed reports. When you talk to proponents, they'll show you studies that say it works in the four states that have it now. You talk to opponents and they'll show you, stats like truancy rates being up and kids being addicted more. They're gonna use it more. And I have not met a doctor yet that said it's good for you. So, I understand the arguments for it, but it's, so far I'm not sold on it.
Okay.
And as far as early voting, mm-hmm. Again, until people, in this case the Democrats, agree to having people show a photo ID, because that is the most basic of things, then I'm very skeptical of all these early voting things. I certainly will listen and engage in the debate, but so far it's been a one-way debate all the years I've been up there. Every time we put something that was very reasonable on the table, we thought was a reasonable compromise. Years ago, the idea, the complaint was, well, people who can't afford to get a photo ID, and it was voter suppression. It was laughable because it cost $22 or $20 for a photo to be taken at one of the local pharmacies. We put the money in our budget for people who didn't have the money, and it was still rejected. So, again, until I see some willingness to come and really compromise and truthfully and sincerely, then I'm going to look at everything skeptically. And I think that's our, the voters are, most voters I talk to in the district agree that people need to prove who they are. Everybody wants people to vote. No one wants any type of roadblocks thrown at anybody. But just show who you are. Just show who you are. That's a very simple request. Early voting, how early? I mean, we do that already. We have absentee ballots. All you have to, and they don't want any excuses. You know, they want to get rid of the, you know, having to have an excuse. If you, we already know what Election Day is a year ahead of time. Well in advance of that. If you're not going to make it, you're not sure, you're allowed to get an absentee ballot in plenty of time. And you can just say why you're going to be out. You think you're going to be out of town. You may be for work reasons, whatever. You're allowed to do that. In fact, you can even go into town hall days before and get the absentee application, get the ballot, and vote right there. So we already have it already. So I just, how far do they want to go? Do they want to do internet voting? I mean, there's, we've already, you know, if you talk to our registrar, Fred DeCaro, the Republican registrar, he will tell you a lot of the fraud is with absentee ballots. You know, and he knows a lot more about it than I do. But I just want clean voting. That's all.
All right, we're pretty much out of time. Actually, we got a minute left, so I want to ask you just real quick about the tolls. You mentioned alternatives. What are alternatives then to tolling?
Sure. Number one, we just passed an initiative, a referendum to not touch the lockboxes. Right. So let's give that a chance, because the money has always been there. We just keep raiding it. That's number one. Number two, keep the weigh stations open more. They're closed a lot. That was always a cash cow, especially when the state troopers were in control. But now the DMV workers are manning it. So those are two things right there. That plus, people don't realize we spend $100,000 per mile on administrative costs. The national average is $9,600. That's 9.5 times the national state average. So, and we, you know, we spent $750 million on a 9.1-mile busway that's not even that heavily used, and they tore up light rail to do it. So we really need to, if you have a spending problem, you need to fix that first instead of looking to gouge the residents again and nickel and diming them with tolls.
All right. State Representative Fred Camillo, always good to talk to you. Thanks very much. We'll talk again next month.
Thanks, Tony. See you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye. State Representative Fred Camillo joins us the fourth Thursday of each month. Next Thursday, of course, the 31st, no legislative interview. So in 2 weeks, coming up on February 7th, we will speak with State Representative Libby Florin. WGC.